luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleepmaker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St. Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in store and online.
You're listening to SBS News.
The 2026 FIFA World Cup has finally reached the quarter-final stage of the tournament. It's been a gruelling ride for our SBS commentators, including former Socceroo Tommy Orr. As we head into the business end of the competition, Tommy looks back on the story so far and what may lay ahead. He's talking to Chris Tan.
Oh, it's been a brilliant tournament, I think, from a football sense. So many exciting games, so many surprises. We saw a lot of nations qualify for the World Cup for the first time, for example. A lot of the traditional heavyweights not do as well as people expected. So I think there's been great goals. And, yeah, I think so far it's been certainly a memorable World Cup.
Are the quarterfinal teams as you expected? And who do you expect to go further or even furthest?
Well, I think the most impressive teams so far have been France, who a lot of people had as their kind of favourites to win this tournament. I think just in their attack, as you look at Kylian Mbappe, Dembele, the players they have are absolutely world class, and they are going to be a force to be reckoned with for the rest of this tournament. But I think Spain, they're growing into the tournament well as well, and England. So, they're probably the three I would say have been the most impressive so far, but with Argentina and Lionel Messi in that team, you can never count them out as well.
From the group stage to the knockout stages, what have been some of your key takeaways?
I think the stylistically, you look at the way that a lot of teams are playing, it's been a little bit different to previous World Cups. I think you're seeing a lot of the traditional nations be really defensively kind of solid, and then you're seeing the more traditional heavyweights struggle sometimes to get through them and their stubborn defences. But that's made the games really interesting and much more unpredictable. But I still think, you look at the likes of Erling Haaland, Harry Kane, Lionel Messi, Mbappe as well. I mean, they've scored 7 goals already, and it's only at the quarterfinal mark. So it's an incredible that the big stars that we spoke about going into this tournament are just leading the way and proving how good they are.
The 2026 FIFA World Cup, it's the biggest edition to date, is yep. The expansion up to 48 teams, including Cape Verde and teams like Curaçao that wouldn't have made it previously. Yep. Are there some benefits from having this expansion?
Yes, I think they demonstrated that with their performances in this tournament. I think that they showed some amazing attacking football in particular, but also you see the fanfare and what it meant to those nations back at home and the celebrations. I mean, Curaçao losing to Germany in the first game 7-1, but when they scored their goal, it was like they won the World Cup final, and that is such an incredible moment for these nations as well. So that is the beauty of the expanded nature of the World Cup, and I think it had its fair share of criticism, but I don't think it's all negative.
Speaking as a commentator and as a former player, the hydration breaks are really new this tournament, at a major tournament. How do you feel having watched it? And if you were a player, I guess back then or currently, how would you feel about it?
Yeah, I think the hydration breaks when it's necessary in extreme temperatures and things. I think most players understand its importance and its role. But, you're seeing some games, for example, in Vancouver, where it's been quite cool, the climate, and they stop. And it does shift the momentum of the game, and it kind of changes the way the games play, because you see now so many goals conceded or scored just after these breaks and players losing their concentration. So I think that players probably have to take a bit of time to adjust to it, but I'm not sure if it's something we'll see in future tournaments as well. That's something we have to wait and see, but it definitely is kind of uncharted territory and changes the dynamics of the game.
Another new addition is the cameras on the referees. You can't miss it; it's on their heads.
Yep.
As a player and a commentator, again, how major is this, and the perspective of the referee as well on the pitch?
Yeah, I think anything that can improve the respect and attitude towards officials and referees is good. And that was, of course, going to you're not going to get away with the things you maybe could historically in terms of pressuring the referee and these types of things. So I'm all for it. And of course, it adds a little bit of an element for the viewer as well, getting to see things from an on-field perspective, which is quite unique.
A lot of big name players are retiring. Our generation of players are retiring. Does it make you a bit emotional? How do you feel?
Yeah, I mean, to see Cristiano Ronaldo probably play his last minutes at a World Cup, this is going to be Lionel Messi's last World Cup, you can assume. And then you look at nations like Belgium, this is probably the end of their golden generation. There's so many huge players that I grew up watching playing at World Cups and inspired me to even play as well, now at their last tournament. So that is definitely cause for reflection. But there's also so many players breaking through. You're seeing Erling Haaland, this is his first World Cup. What a tournament he's having. So it's just the beginning of new players filling their roles, I guess you could say.
Any other players that you're looking forward to as well in this new chapter, new generation of players?
Well, particularly from an Australian perspective, I think this is the most exciting generation of talent we've had in a long time. You look at the likes of Nestori Iraunkunda, Mo Touré, Lucas Harrington, still a teenager. I think this is a really exciting time to be a fan of the Socceroos. And hopefully in the coming World Cups we can go to the next step and go further than we have ever been.
And finally, there's been a lot of drama, there's been a lot of upsets, and there's been a lot of great storylines as well from this World Cup. Would you say it's been the best World Cup to date?
Yeah, I mean, I think every World Cup's always special for different reasons. So in a lot of metrics, I think this one's been special. You see the stadiums, the fanfare in the US, it's been absolutely incredible. And to see the likes of Mexico do so well at home, Canada, all the host nations perform well, only kind of adds to the excitement. So this is certainly a memorable World Cup. Of course, the new format, it's noteworthy for many reasons, but all World Cups are great. So I just think this is just another chapter and another awesome tournament.
Tommy Orr, thank you so much for your time.
Pleasure, thank you.
Luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleep Maker Luxury Collection. First class sleep. Available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian-made, the Mayfair and St Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleep Maker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in store and online.